Today at 101.5 FM, we're chatting with Michael Parker, President of Pumicestone Chamber of Business, one of the newer chambers in City of Moreton. Michael, you've been pretty active since inception. Let's talk achievements and aspirations.
Thank you, Deb. Well, six months in, we're 160 members.
That's amazing.
Absolutely amazing. You know, and the things that we're doing, there's two reasons why business goes out of business. First reason, because they're not profitable. As a business coach, I can fix that. But what I couldn't do was fix the other bit, which was the second bit. The second reason why a business goes out of business is because of lack of community.
Okay.
And we have to make community. So chambers, from my understanding, the ones that I went to before I started this, before we started this, I didn't think really had community. So we're now building what I think is community. And community is about common unity. It's about communion. It's about eating together. It's about being together, because that's what you need when you're going, when you're in business. You need someone there to really kind of be there for you, because sometimes when you're in business, you are really lonely.
Yes.
And that's part of the reason why we had Minister Amanda Cam, the recent domestic violence businesses, Pumicestone Businesses Say No to Domestic Violence event that we had. We had her come out because it's so important. When a business owner loses community or connectedness, and if they're in business with their partner, that's where things can go wrong.
Absolutely.
Because they don't have that connectedness anymore with their partner neither. And we need to talk about it. As a community, as a business sector, as a community, we need to talk about some of that stuff, and we need to help people through it.
Sounds like this chamber is actually somewhere for a business to go when there's no one else to turn to. It
absolutely
sounds great.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that we're doing here, you know, if you plan to fail, you will fail to plan. Right? So what we've got to do, you know, I'm taking these little businesses, and we're talking about, I've got about, I don't know, off the top of my head, maybe 20 or 30 little businesses that are 350 revenue of 350 that are not paying themselves.
That happens a lot in business, doesn't it?
Just don't pay themselves.
Yep.
No super. And they're having a crack.
Yeah.
That's, to me, is just absolutely beautiful, right?
Yep.
But they are there, and what they need is a helping hand up, which is the reason why we're doing our chamber. If you belong to our chamber is free to join.
And which is pretty amazing. There's no other chamber that is free to join.
Yeah.
Is there? There's no other chamber around that's free to join?
Just free to join.
And it's a biggie.
Free to join, and what you get is a bespoke one-on-one 2026 business strategic plan.
Really?
A bespoke strategic plan, which is a blueprint. It's step-by-step blueprint for what you should be doing at what time. It's got an implementation schedule in it. It's got strategies in there, and that will help them grow their business for 2026.
That's powerful.
It's amazing, right?
Mm. It's powerful tool.
So that's what we're doing. It's one of the things that we're doing.
We've got Christmas coming up.
Yeah.
And you've got an event, don't you? A Christmas in the Park?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that we find is that businesses don't bring their kids. And they can't come because they think they can't bring their kids.
Hmm.
And we want to kind of change that, because there's a lot of businesses out there that got little kids. And you bring your children, you know, bring your children to the events. We don't mind.
That sounds great. Yeah.
So the biggie.
Yes.
The biggie is the Moreton Bay Monster Speed Networking event.
Oh, wow. Okay. When's that happening?
3rd of February.
Yeah.
At the RSL. We are intending to take this around the whole of Moreton Bay. We're not staying in Pumicestone.
Good on you.
We're going to take it all the way around Moreton Bay, and it is about being connected. The beautiful thing out of that is we're actually, and I can't tell you the secret sauce yet, because you've got to come to the event, right?
Okay, yes.
But there is a secret sauce, and we are developing real community out of this speed networking. Real community.
Wow. Yeah, that could be a little scary for some people, speed networking. But I suppose it teaches people to get in front of someone and talk about themselves.
Look, it can be scary. Mm. It can be scary. However, it's a skill that we all need.
Yes, 100%. Of the elevator pitch, isn't it? You've got to get the that
elevator,
right.
The elevator pitch. It is the 10-second elevator pitch. However, it's fun. Yes. And I think that's what people, if they want to get their product out,
yes,
whether it's a product or a productized service, they want to get their product out. And this is what teaches them to present their product.
Great
However,
idea.
Connectedness, again, it's that being connected to your community that's the most important. And we just seem to don't have these types of events.
No, no, definitely not.
So we're letting the monster out, Deb.
Yeah.
It's the monster. It is the Moreton Bay Monster Speed Networking event.
That's amazing. Where's that being held?
That's the first one's at RSL.
Okay.
And then the next
at
one
we're Bribie Island.
Bribie Island, yeah. The amazing Bribie Island RSL. That gives us everything.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And if you've been there recently, it is the TVs. Don't I have TV envy? And then the next one is going to be held here in Caboolture, and then we're going to take it down the highway.
Wow. Yes. Well, that's something to look forward to.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
So, people, stay tuned. You'll learn more about that as the year unfolds next year.
Yes,
because the first one's on February 3rd, isn't it?
February 3rd.
At the RSL. Do people have to let you know that they want to come?
Look, it's on Eventbrite.
Yep.
We have 10 and 10 only trade tables and half of them are sold.
So what's the cost for the event?
$20.
Oh, gosh.
$20 for the event. You get your first free drink.
Yep.
Beer, wine or alcohol. Beer, wine or soft drink, I should say. And some nibbles as well.
Wow. Geez, that's a good night out for $20.
You can't do it.
Yep. So what else is happening in the chamber?
Look, there's a whole heap of stuff. One of the things that we're looking at that we're developing for 2026 is an online. We've got our infrastructure set up, our online infrastructure set up. But we will have online short business courses.
Oh, wow.
People can go in. They'll either be free or they'll be minimal cost, like $1.99 or $2.99.
Wow.
And these will be little courses that people can tap into. So the one that we're developing right now is opportunity discovery. So we walk through a thing called the Ice House Opportunity Discovery Canvas. We walk you through it. And this takes your idea from concept through to ready to be validated.
Okay.
So it helps you find the problem, helps you find the solution, and it helps you find the connectedness of that. And that will then allow you to develop your idea. Because one of the things that I find when I work with businesses is we have to almost always retrospectively find their market dominating position. So what we do here is we find the market dominating position up front, validate it,
yep,
and then get out there and start talking to people about your business idea, your business concept. Why are we doing that, especially around this?
Mm-hmm.
Is because the Kaminskis have got a beautiful big hotel being built, right?
Yes.
The Pumicestone area is going to be literally a hive of businesses and a hive. Already it's a hive. You can't get a table down there on a Sunday. It is absolutely bustling and people are going to want to do something. And so we're looking at ecotourism. We're looking at developing little businesses. We're looking – one of the things that I would love to see is the council do what I would call a business incubator just to help businesses develop, but develop properly. Because you know what? You get a license to drive a car. You don't get a license to go into business.
Absolutely.
You don't get a license to go into business. And so people need help. And what happens is they go into business, they love their idea, and then what happens is they put everything into that idea and then they find themselves not knowing what they should have known before they went into business.
Absolutely, yeah. Any help is wonderful when you're going into business. You don't need to be alone. We've got the chamber. Yes. So we're getting close to the end of the podcast. Is there anything else you'd like to say or add?
No, look, I love 101.5 FM. I love it. Yes. This is your radio station, people. Tune in to Deb. And it is a wonderful place to be. And if you're thinking of going to business, reach out to the chamber because we can help one way or another.
Absolutely. And there's 160 businesses there. There's always somebody that you can turn to talk to.
Absolutely.
Not just you as president, but the members. And I'm sure everybody wants to help each other because we're in this life together, aren't we? And we need to lean on each other and to succeed.
Don't feel like you can't connect. Just there is a place for you, all right? Don't let it go.
That's excellent. Thank you so much, Michael. Thanks for joining us today. You're on 101.5fm.com.au with Michael Parker, President of the Palmerstone Chamber of Commerce.